Starting from the verse in the calendar today, it's John 8:12, and it's the King James Version. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I want to hit on three words. Followeth, what does it mean? It means to accompany, be in the same way it's talking about having a union with, actually. So he that followeth me, in other words, if we are in the same mind as he is, if we are together with him, if we are in union with him, then we shall not walk in darkness. And it says, but shall have. What do we get? If we're in union with him, what do we get? We get to have the light of life, to shine, to manifest, to be luminous, to be a firelight. I like that. Let's be in union with Jesus and we'll be firelights. The Grace Christian Center firelights. Vern, you're going to be a firelight. Amen. The more we're in Jesus, the more we'll light up the world in this community. And we will have the light of life. And it means to be alive, to be quick and lively. I like that. But then I wanted to know what some of the commentators have said about this verse. Matthew Henry says, he that followeth me shall in no wise walk in darkness, in ignorance, wickedness, and misery, but shall have the light of life. He that closely, humbly, steadily follows me shall have the divine light continually shining upon him, diffusing over his soul knowledge. Yeah, I'd like that. Holiness, joy, until he's guided by it to life everlasting. I like that. He's good. He's a good commentator. John Wesley, going all the way back, says, here Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. He has just exposed the sin of the scribes and the Pharisees who brought the woman guilty of adultery. Because they were just as guilty as she, they had to flee. When one turns on the light, all the rats, the bats, and the bedbugs crawl away. Light exposes sin, which is the reason the scribes and the Pharisees had to leave. No wonder John Wesley made it so big. If he talked like that, whoa, anybody'd listen to him, right? He says it the way it is. And then a modern time commentator, J. Vernon McGee, some of you have heard of him. Gee, I used to listen to him years ago when we were first saved. But shall have the light of life, the light as of a new world, a newly awakened spiritual eternal life. Yeah, I'm for that, aren't you? Huh? That's what we get. It's ours as we're in union with him. And Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown Bible Commentary says, Christ is the light of the world. God is light, and Christ is the image of the invisible God. One sun, S-U-N, enlightens the whole world. So does one Christ, and there needs no more. What a dark dungeon would be the world without the sun, S-U-N. So it would be without Jesus, by whom light came into the world. Those who follow Christ shall not walk in darkness. They shall not be left without the truths which are necessary to keep them from destroying error. And the
error?
Right. I have critics who say I don't say that word right. The directions and the directions in the way of duty necessary to keep them from condemning sin. If we're in union with him, if we walk, if we follow hard after him, we'll have everything we need for that wonderful light. So, the Message Bible, no, the New Living says, Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Yes, amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message translation together. Jesus once again addressed them. I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in the darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. Let's say yes. Let's give a big clap. Yay! Yay! I love it. Light, light, light. God is on. He's on to something this morning. Because I did my preparation last night. I didn't know exactly at all what Pastor Kevin was preaching on, because I had not looked ahead to the next scriptures he was going to. When he sent me the message late last night, and I looked at it, I said, "Woo, yes!" And then I looked at the songs for this morning, and I said, "Whoa! God is trying to say something to Grace Christian Center, yes, about our being in union with Him and walking with Him and following hard after Him and staying in the way with Him."